I don't remember. What are you talking about? No, you didn't. Wasn't me.
I wish I had been recording this the whole time because there was so much. There was so much innuendo. Like, it was scattered all over. I was very impressed.
This episode of What the Pod Was That is brought to you by Blank Canvas Brand. If you own a business, restaurant, or sports team, and you're ready to shake things up with that new, unique image, you need to use Blank Canvas Brand. Blank Canvas specializes in brand identity, including logos and graphics for business cards, flyers, banners, and signs. Blank Canvas offers printing services to help with your clothing needs. Look, when it comes to talent and service, there is no one better. For more information, you can search Facebook for Blank Canvas, or you can email blankcanvas@whatthepodwasthat.com. That's BLNKCANVS @whatthepodwasthat.com. You can find links in the Friends of the Pod section of our website. Visit whatthepodwasthat.com.
What the Pod Was That may have content and language that isn't suitable for some. Listener discretion is advised.
This is What the Pod Was That. All material played on the show was found on the internet. The opinions about that material are our own. Please follow the show on Twitter @WhatThePodPod. Let's start the show. It's Monday, April 15th, and this is episode 56 of What the Pod Was That, the show where self-deprecation meets self-deprecation meets self-discovery in a clumsy dance of wit and whimsy.
That's accurate.
And you know what? ChatGPT wrote that for us.
Look at you, Rob.
Seriously. Really? Crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's obviously above bar for this, but, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's awesome.
I am Bear Gruber, a walking contradiction with a knack for tripping over my own words and occasionally stumbling into profound insights. I'm joined by my good friend, Zach King, whose lack of control earned him 2024's Wettest Toilet Seat Award.
Oh, ooh, what? sitting on a wet toilet seat, Zach, huh?
And welcome my bad friend, Carrie Simmons, whose lack of control also earned her the 2024's Almost Wettest Toilet Seat Award.
At least it's not the wettest.
So, but try and picture.
No, let's don't. That's a feeling I can almost feel around my...
Yeah, like when you get out of the shower and you're like, oh, I got a shit. And you sit on the wet toilet seat.
You
like,
started
this is
your
the worst.
Day all wrong. Or do you remember the showers and toilets at like the Sesquicentennial State Park or whatever? And you go in and it's like someone else who's already been in the lake has come back and sat. And now you're sitting on a...
Wet toilet seats are the worst.
That's unpleasant.
Or if it's someone's pee, that's terrible too.
That was what the lack of control...
Yeah, it's like a spigot.
Do that again.
Thank you very much for listening. Please subscribe to the show. As subscriptions drive our searches, and that's how we get new listeners. Also, if you would please listening on Apple, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please just quit making faces. Please drop us a review and give us 5 stars. If you're on
YouTube Music,
give us a thumbs up and leave a comment. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening. Also, please consider supporting the show by becoming a member. Details on that are at the end of the show, or you can listen, check the show notes for more information. With that out of the way, you all know how this works. We find content and internet on the... Oh, my God, this is awful.
It's a remote control.
We find content.
What are you laughing at?
I myself. We find content on the internet to share with each other to inspire humor and conversation.
So, what's the Apple remote control here for?
What's in here
is Apple. I don't.
The Apple TV in front of you.
This is an Apple TV.
Well, the
receiver box.
The receiver box is Apple TV.
Damn, boomer.
I didn't know Apple TV had a receiver.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's expensive.
No, it's not. It's as much. It'll cost you the same as it's not as cheap as Google TV, but the Rokus are the new Rokus now,
the Roku pretty expensive. Used to be the way to go back in the day.
Amazon Fire Stick
that
for
little
TV.
Tiny. Yeah,
those aren't cheap anymore either.
See, I just do.
You could kill someone with this though.
It's a sturdy remote.
All right. I guess we'll get started with Zach's first one. The fish is eyeing me.
This one's for Carrie.
What this one was titled.
The Festive Fish Eye Challenge.
Oh, no.
You might
be wondering what's festive about eating fish eyes.
Oh, my God.
Well, the answer is fuck all. These are all thrown away like wasted food. Whereas in some cultures, like Sri Lanka, China, Russia, they're treated as a delicacy. Now you can boil them up, you can fry them, or you can eat them raw. Guess what I'm going to do? Don't rule summit out until you've tried it. You said, I'm actually making myself feel a little bit sick just thinking about putting one of these in my mouth. My mouth? Fuck it now. The things they must have seen. Hello, my name is Stephen the Salmon. I don't want to be sick, but I do feel a little bit sick. Oh, dear. Quick test.
No.
Fucking hell. Oh, I'm billowing from below. I'm getting as close to camera as I possibly can, because if I've got to experience it, so have you.
No.
I've got a bit on my lip. Apparently, these have got an umami taste. I'm not quite sure what that means. And they're full of lots of omega-3 fatty acids.
Because you go, umami.
Protein. I'm going to spew. I can feel it. Right. I've got to stop fingering this eye.
No.
Oh, it popped a little bit then. I don't want to bite down on it. I don't want to bite down on it because I'm going to fucking chunder.
I can't.
Oh, Carrie, you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Look at oh.
Honestly, at the risk of Carrie vomiting.
At one point, he grabs like five of them and just like throws them in his mouth.
Stop, I can't.
Carrie has left her seat. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Can you guys watch that without?
Yeah.
No, I have to avert my eyes at this point. Like, oh. I have to turn away or cover my eyes. Like,
I'm sorry you couldn't watch all 3.5 minutes of that.
Oh. I'm gonna fucking chunder.
I don't think we've ever actually had any of us leave our chairs.
That one was I can't remember what the other one was that we were watching, but you're right. I had to stand up because it felt like it was coming up.
Well, I'm sure that doesn't count as alcohol or bread.
That's true. No, that's a protein right there.
Yeah, it
It popped in my mouth a little bit. My mouth!
My mouth. I love that guy. He's so funny.
All right,
maybe follow him or see other videos. But
yeah,
does he do stuff like that normally?
Yeah, taste tests and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's Carrie's first share. Can't trust a Puerto Rican.
I'm so tired of people saying that you can't trust Puerto Ricans. They were next to Epstein's Island the whole time. Didn't say it, Pete. Oh my God. Right.
Okay, I forgot. Whew. That wasn't too bad.
All right. My first one's kind of short. It's policeman race. So.
Ready.
Yeah.
Set. Go.
Black male suspect 6'3" running around. Need back.
Got him.
I saw the one with I think it was the resource officer in the school.
Yeah.
When they were doing it. And you know what? I think it's hilarious that, it's in good fun, right?
Yeah.
Joking around. I think that's funny.
It's fun.
A question. I don't know if y'all are too old for this, but did y'all ever see them?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I blacked out after
it's a genuine question. The Magic School Bus.
My dementia kicked in.
Okay.
Magic School Bus with the
Miss Frizzle.
I mean, I only saw it because Charles and Chandler were watching it, but yeah, I saw it.
There you go. Okay, so you know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
What about Blue's Clues? What about Blue's Clues?
Yep.
Well, Blue's Clues
did
is
you
like...
Did you watch Blue's Clues? You did, didn't you?
No, Blue's Clues was after me.
Yeah, considerably after
okay,
you.
Okay, Charles and Chandler were... I've got probably every Blue's Clues.
I was raised on Sesame Street and Fraggle Rock and Dinosaurs and...
You're how? Joe. You're 35?
Yeah.
Oh, you're my brother's age. You what? Okay.
Fraggle Rock were reruns, but they were. It was always on.
Carrie clears her throat sometimes, and I think that she's trying to enunciate something or try and
cough up a
just
shy.
Just under the surface, like insinuate something. Like she'll go, "Oh, you're 35."
You know what? I need to stop doing that. It's because I try to push this away, but it happens so much. It's there's no.
You want me to get you a cough button? I could potentially find a cough button.
Oh, where I can mute this?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That would go between
just something that I could push to be like, okay, gotta mute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It seems like, see, there it is again.
Because it seems like,
and I can't push the thing away anymore. Right, it's gross. I can't push the thing away anymore because it makes noise when I do this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, sorry.
That's all right. Here's yeah, no, I'll see what we can do. I'm sure there's something I could do, probably. Potentially. Here's Zach's second chair. It says, I can't ride the bus anymore. I am curious.
Sorry, I missed class yesterday, Miss Frizzle. I was really sick.
I know. The entire class was inside you.
What?
The magic school bus spent most of the day in your small intestines. Every time you farted, which was often, the whole class had a laugh.
Oh my god.
We were even able to see how small and weird your penis is, even from the inside.
I'm gonna have to transfer schools.
I can't seem to find my phone. Liz, could you give it a ring?
Oh.
Looks like we're taking another field trip.
That was cute.
And disappointing too. Miss Frizzle's a freak.
A big freak.
Yeah.
Directly commented on this young man's wiener.
Her student, no less.
Yeah.
Well, apropos, there's one from Carrie that has the word fart in it. So says never hold in a fart. So we're
which is accurate. But
the science is in about what happens to your fart if you hold it in.
Oh.
Dr. Karen Raj says,
Doctor, fellow doctor.
Instead of being released, that gas is instead absorbed into the lining of your gut,
uh-oh,
then into the bloodstream, which gets into the lungs. And so the way the gas gets out of your body is through your mouth and through your breath.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most fucking horrifying thing you've ever heard? You know what? Someone's got bad breath in your that just smells like ass.
Like, it actually is.
Yeah. It's fart coming out of your mouth.
So now,
and doesn't that sound like something a little brother would tell you?
He found out he did.
Yeah.
So now I know if the people that hold in their farts, right?
Like, yeah.
Because they have ass breath.
Exactly.
You'll notice I always have clean breath.
Me too.
All right. Here's my second chair. The wee woos.
Listen, you either have my 50 bucks. Well, we're going to tell everyone. Miss me, bitch. Well, I can't wait to move. Now you're going to stir up all the wee-woos. Here come all the wee-woos now. Thank you, goodness.
Here they come.
Your confidence in living in a bad neighborhood, right, where you hear the shots ring off, you're like, miss me, bitch.
The cops are coming.
That's hilarious. That was a good one. Whoever shared that one, genius.
No, it's it's Baron.
Carrie totally pointed
at Zach. Sorry, Barrett.
Here's Zach's third one. It says, look at the pair on that guy. Oh, God.
Oh, let's do it. Come on.
I just want it noted. I have fears. Okay. I have
the beef ball challenge. Yes, this is a cow's bollock, and yes, I am going to eat it. I do believe this is just one bollock. I don't know what happened to
is
the other one.
But
there's definitely a ball going around somewhere doing very high pitched moves.
Carrie, keep your eyes closed.
Is very popular, right?
But the headphones on.
In America, they're called Rocky Mountain oysters. Looks like a bit of salmon, doesn't it? It actually looks like my scrotum, but with jaundice. Sniff test.
I smell like sweaty balls.
Bollock. Fucking hell.
I don't know.
I've got to do it. It's what I do. It touched my lips. Shit off. Lip toucher. wanting to touch my lips yet. We're not there
Can't
yet.
Can you just cook it?
It just smells like a dirty bollock. Lick test. I've never actually had a bollock in my mouth. In my mouth, despite what you might think. Although I have tried to get my own in before now, because they are kind of stretchy these days. I don't want to lick it. Well, I tested it and I licked it. Now, I've got lingering bollock on my tongue. Now, when these are eaten, they're often dipped in egg whites and then, you know, panko breadcrumbs, get in air fryer or grill them or fry them or whatever, and then sliced. Well, I'm not going to be doing that. Okay, now. There's right sick veins there. By Christ, I've got some pumping power. Bollock biter. Fuck it, oh, you mother of England. Right, fuck this.
Oh, thank
There's a
God.
Hot bollock in my pan.
I just want to say.
In my pan, please.
I closed my eyes.
One beautiful steaming bollock. Hello, Granddad. What have you been doing today? Oh, I've been eating bollocks. It's really tough. It's tougher than my bollock, I'll tell you that. Let's see if I can bite into it. Oh. I didn't expect it to go through so easy. What's inside? Bollock stuff. It's just a bollock. It's a fucking bollock. Everything's juicy. Why, when it comes to swallowing, some mechanism here just stops me. I know there's lots of people watching now who eat these regularly and they're screaming at the screen telling me to get it down my throat. I am trying. That's the issue there. Look at it. You shouldn't have looked at it. Well, why did you? I don't know. Round two. If I can chew this and swallow it, it's a win. Come on, you big spunky tit. That's a big bite. I can't swallow it. God. It's psychological and I can't help it.
30 more seconds. You can do it, Carrie.
I swallowed some. Oh, fuck off. That's all stuck to my teeth. I did it.
Oh.
I did it. I've got bollock skin stuck in my teeth.
Oh, God.
Got it. Yes, I struggled, but I'm calling that a chuffing win. Weird Foods 11, Peter 4.
Okay, so that was nowhere near as bad as the fish eyes because it didn't look like
it was like flayed. It was disgusting.
I did really well on that. So
I got bollock stuff in my mouth.
Look at the pear on that guy. Yeah.
That's a big nut.
Not only did I have to turn my head, I did.
I heard you gag.
I gagged.
Okay.
I gagged.
So he gagged and I didn't.
I figure it hits men a little harder than it women.
Fair. I mean, I've seen them, like he said, you know, they're cut and they kind of look like pickles and they're battered and deep fried. I've seen them like that, and that would have been, okay, yeah, let's try that. But he had a raw testicle that was flayed, yeah, like Zach said, and it was stamped on one side,
mm-hmm,
like I guess what the skin side would be, and then he was just
it pointed out the
raw
veins
dogging
on the,
it.
Yeah. He couldn't chew it, and then when he did cook it, it was easy to bite, and that threw him off.
Yeah.
My teeth went right in.
It was meant to be so easy.
Yeah, that was disturbing, Zach.
See, my plan was to just have every one of my shares be something gross this
guy. Oh, great.
Well, what was your fisheye? Ride? Okay, yep. Yeah, so far, 3 for 3. Let's, okay.
Okay. That's the last one of those.
Okay.
What was that?
I accidentally hit you. I make more noise over here.
That's all good.
Anybody does, probably.
All right, here's Carrie's third share, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And now I'm afraid.
Oh. I stopped at the gas station to buy some Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Ended up buying some beer. Moral of the story, I like titties.
Someone come get your grandpa.
I laughed so hard at that. Like, that is hilarious.
That's like ADD out the ass.
Right? And standing in front of his trailer, God bless him, with his cooler.
And it looked like he had high life, so he's a classy gentleman.
Hell yeah. Champagne and beers, man. Look, there was a time when that's all I could afford.
Absolutely.
And then there was a time where I just became so accustomed to it that...
good beer tasted bad.
Yeah, exactly. This is my third share. John breaks bad news, and I'm hoping y'all haven't seen this, but I'm going to start it. But like I said, I'm hoping y'all haven't seen this before.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm about to break some bad news.
Hello?
Hi, is this Aaron?
Yeah.
Your friend, first off, I'm John from John Breaks Bad News. Can you hear me? It sounds like you got a lot going on over there.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm John from John Breaks Bad News.
Okay.
Your friend Bree hired me to break some bad news to you.
Okay.
She's pregnant with your boyfriend's baby.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
That's awful.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry, bud.
He looks high or drunk.
Could
you leave a review on my page?
Yeah.
It's John Breaks Bad News at facebook.com.
Okay.
All right, thank
Dude
you, bud.
Dude sucks one star. Sorry call me that. Bud.
The most nonchalant bad news breaking.
Well, and she was kind of...
broke some bad news.
She was like, all right. So she probably doesn't think it's real, I would imagine. He's real. Like, yeah. He really does that.
I don't know how he would get anyone to answer the phone because I'm ignoring any numbers I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
On my iPhone, it doesn't even accept.
Oh, really?
Does not. Yeah. So it goes straight to voicemail. But I think in order to break that, you call right back, right? But
so your phone only accepts calls from people that are in here.
Yes. Well, if you mark it as spam, then they can't even leave a voicemail.
That's good to do.
Well, I do if I catch it as spam.
Right. Yeah.
Zach has upgraded his phone.
I did.
I did that the wrong time. I was hoping that Carrie would actually like recognize or you know.
I got an iPhone 15.
Good for you, boo boo.
Yeah, my other one broke.
I don't know what. Did you have an? You had an iPhone before, right?
Yeah, it was an 11.
We all had iPhones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're classy.
Next year may be the year I change. Well, here's the thing. iPhone is already moving over to RCS messaging, so. It'll basically be identical to what Android's already doing. But I got to say that I've seen that Samsung phone, the new Samsung with the with some of the photographic stuff that it does, like it, you know, the AI stuff that's built into Google's whatever platform. It's pretty crazy.
We'll see. I will tell you the one thing that I don't like about the one, it's proprietary, right? I don't like that. Two, it is... For the iPhone users who were ever Androids, I was an Android first. And honestly, the reason why I switched was because I got a free iPhone like 7 years ago. But whenever you do a text, there's no number. You've got to switch to numbers. On the Android, the numbers are already at the top.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't like that is just, it's one click, but it.
I guarantee you there's a way to
change. Annoys
yeah,
me.
There's custom keyboards you can actually get installed for your iPhone.
Okay, but I have to download something, right? It's not a setting.
No, it's not a setting.
Yeah, see, I'm probably not going
to. Yeah, you can get AIDS with your phone when you have a Samsung Android.
Yeah, that's AIDS.
I know, I was like, he said AIDS.
That's the problem with Androids is like pop-ups get in there and everything.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, yeah. So
that is a fact.
I just got this one last year, so I'm not changing anytime soon.
I'm not changing this phone until it breaks.
I still probably owe like $1,500 on it, to be honest.
No way.
I truly don't know, but it was like...
What? No way.
Because I think like the most expensive an iPhone could be was like $1,299, so like $1,300.
Well, then I probably owe $1,000 on it.
How, you've had it for a year? Mm-mm. You're probably halfway through.
Mm-mm.
Mine's a 15 plus. I only owe like 800 less than that.
I haven't had it for a year yet. And how do I tell which one it is?
You have the 14 Pro.
I think, okay. Yeah. That's it. The
14
purple one.
Pro Max.
Yeah.
Which the 15 plus is the has all the guts from the 14
Pro. Yeah.
But with different camera.
Yep.
Oh, a better camera than the 14 Pro Max?
The 15 has an outstanding camera.
Yeah, because this one was is a great camera. Mm-hmm. So anyway,
yeah.
I digress.
Yeah. So we'll move on. Zach's foreshare is called Why Is Your Knife All Rusty? So
I knew someone who did this. And
I was 22 years old when I learned that not every family has a poop knife.
Yeah.
What?
This is a wild story, Dan. My family poops big. Maybe it's genetic, maybe it's our diet, but everyone births giant logs of crap. If anyone has laid a mega poop, you know that sometimes it won't flush. It lays across the hole in the bowl, and the vortex of draining water merely gives it a spin and mocks you. Growing up, this was a common enough occurrence that our family had a poop knife. It was an old, rusty kitchen knife that hung on a nail in the laundry room, only to be used for that purpose. It was normal to walk through the hallway and have someone call out, "Hey, can you give me the poop knife?"
Yeah.
I thought it was standard kit. You have your plunger, your toilet brush, and your poop knife. Fast forward to age 22. It's been a day or two between poops, and I'm over at my friend's house along with a bunch of other people. I excuse myself and lay a gigantic turd. I look down and see that it's a sideways one. So I crack the door and call out to my friend.
No.
He arrives and I ask him for his poop knife.
No, he did not.
My what? Your poop knife, I say. I need to use it. Please. What the heck is a poop knife? Obviously, he has one. But maybe he calls it by a more delicate name. A fecal cleaver? A dung divider? A guano glaive?
A guano glaive. No.
I explain what it is I want and why I want it. He starts giggling, then laughing, then lots of people start laughing.
Are they all outside the door right now?
It turns out the music stopped and everyone heard my pleas through the door. It also turns out that none of them had poop knives.
Yeah.
It was just my messed up family with their messed up vows. I told this to my wife last night, who was amused and horrified at the same time. It turns out that she didn't know what a poop knife was and had been using the old rusty knife hanging in the utility closet as a basic utility knife.
Oh my God.
No. No, she didn't.
Thankfully, she didn't cook with it, but used it to open Amazon boxes. She'll be getting her own utility knife now. He has an edit for the common question. Why was this not in the bathroom instead of the laundry room? Valid question. Answer, we only had one poop knife, and the laundry room was central to all three bathrooms. I have no idea why we didn't have three poop knives. All I know is that we didn't. We had the one. Possibly because my father was notoriously cheap.
That's insane, isn't it?
I had heard about that. My reaction was just like that when I first heard about it.
But yeah.
And then after I heard about it, I was like, okay, we probably should have had one growing up.
Is that a problem?
Not for me, but for my youngest brother, Daniel. It was a joke where he would constantly clog up the toilet, first of all. Second of all, as soon as I moved out and my brother moved out, he started coming over and clogging up our toilets. On purpose. So
on purpose?
Oh yeah. And then he texts you. I left you a cookie. Like, you fucking.
Some people need to get some fiber or something.
It's disgusting.
I had a friend in high school, like, and they had a knife in their bathroom, and it was like a butter knife. And I was like, what is that? And he's like, that's the poop knife. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Man, you could only do that. Like, with your immediate family, right?
Everyone's had, like, the sideways turd that'll spin, and you're like, oh, what a predicament.
Well, that's what...
Just flush it a billion times.
Isn't that, like, can you not flush while you're pooping, and then it kind of spins it and takes it down?
Listen to you with all your money.
I don't know about you guys, but it's never been such a common occurrence that I had to come up with a system to deal with.
That's fair. Yeah, me either. I can't.
That's why I have the tapeworm.
The tapeworm.
Oh my God.
Just get some dental floss, fish it around, and split that bad boy.
How embarrassing.
It's a crap crane.
All right. Now watch. I'll go home and do that shit. I'll be like, yep, it happened.
There's just a brown ring around the thing.
Here's Carrie's fourth share. It's called Lululemon, which those are pants.
Do you know
right?
like why this he named so it racist. Lululemon? It's called Lululemon. And again, you can Google this because the founder of Lululemon was like a known racist and he named it that so Chinese people couldn't pronounce it.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, dude, Google it. Say it. Say it.
This is
say
funny. It. I love these what? Guys.
Say Lululemon.
Say Lululemon.
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 Oh my God.
That was from the Bad Friends podcast.
Did y'all see Andrew Santino do that interview with Bobby What's-Her-Face on the golf course? And he just does it a bit and doesn't let it go.
Yes.
No, I'm going to have to check that out.
This is fantastic.
It's so good. Yeah, I don't know who she is.
She is so boring.
Yeah, but the content's pretty funny.
Right. Ginger jokes? Really, Barrett?
Yeah, you ready for this?
For Chloe, whoever that is.
Yeah, well... C A R R I.
Actually, it would be C A R I. You see how you got it right over there.
C A.
Oh.
No, I was trying to. Okay.
You're just trying to make it with a. Okay.
Yeah, I was trying. All right.
Ginger I don't know jokes. What kind of Da Vinci code y'all are doing.
we're spelling words.
Yeah, someone called Tom Hanks.
here's the last share for the episode.
Robert Langdon.
Ginger jokes for Chloe.
What do you call it when a ginger's phone rings on a Saturday night?
Tell me.
A wrong number.
She's pretty.
She's cute. That's hilarious.
Oh, shit.
What does a ginger do when he wants to high-five a friend?
What?
He claps.
See?
Did you hear about the gingerbread? I'm going to be honest. I ran out of ginger jokes. Mm-hmm. These are gingerbread man jokes. Okay. I'm not going to lie.
I'll take this.
Kind of ran out. Did you hear about the gingerbread man who was fought in the war?
Yeah.
He lost his leg in Nom.
Gingerbread's really, it's really
Nom, yeah, yeah. He later formed a band. It was called Limp Bizkit.
He tried. Yeah.
Poor Ginger.
Ginger jokes are always on the table.
I'm going blonde the next time I go to the hairdresser.
Are you really?
As blonde as she'll let me go, yeah.
I'm going blonde too.
Good for
are you,
you.
Zach?
Mm-hmm.
Beard and all?
No, just the hair.
Is there a...
I'm not kidding.
Is there
a, I'm looking at him. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is there a carnival coming to town or something?
Are
or?
You doing...
I've just never done it and I wanted to do it.
Are you doing like with... Oh, the cap where you pull it through?
No, I'm not doing highlights.
Oh.
So the beard's going to stay the same color.
You know more about it than I do. I don't know. Yeah. That's right. Your wife does
I
that,
I did
right?
do that when I was young.
I think that would look good.
Zach, your hair is so dark.
It is
I don't
dark.
Think it's... You're going to be a ginger. It's right. going to go red.
And your right, wife Gabrielle. Is doing it, right?
Actually, it's going to go orange. Is
so
what
from
go.
What I understand... and
it's going to be a process.
Well, yeah. So she's got to, I think, take all the color out of your hair.
Yeah.
And then put color into your hair.
Mm-hmm. That or I could do the M&M. Bleach it.
Totally thought that was a dance.
Oh, so where you could literally... Do they do that?
I don't want to kill my hair, but...
Yeah, I was...
You can do it, and then I'm growing my hair out long, so it'll still just be blonde. Like,
and then it will turn orange.
Yeah, then I'll dye my hair brown.
Okay. All right, I'm excited. I want to see Surfer Dude Zach.
I don't have to go to work or anything, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Let's try this.
No, I
can
yeah.
can I come and
I want to see pictures.
Do a time lapse of the whole process?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. All right. in. I'm serious. Schedule me for that. I want to be doing it.
I'm trying to get Gabrielle to do it soon.
Gabrielle's probably like, no.
Oh, she's been knowing that. She's been knowing it for like the last 3 months. I'm like, it's fucking happening. It's
not a joke. I love you, honey, but let's not.
I want to so bad.
Well, that is
just tell her summertime's coming up, and how am I supposed to have fun if I'm not blonde?
Exactly. Blonde girls get all the fun. Why can't I jump in on this train?
Thank you.
There it is. Carrie, by the way, it is this episode drops on April 15th. So between now and then, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to be
57.
That's so great. Just want to smash him. Noogie, noogie. For my birthday this year, I'm leaving. I'm going to be across the pond. I'm going to be overseas.
What's this old bag dinner here?
It's a Scottish trip, right?
No. Oh. No. That was last year.
To Afghanistan?
Right now, I've got it for Costa Rica.
That's
not overseas.
I'm not certain if your geography is up to snuff.
Well, so here's why I said that, right?
Because you fly over the Gulf of Mexico?
No, here's why I said
that's
that.
Over Gulf.
So what happened when I scheduled the resort, it's a resort that's in a rainforest. So it's on like a... anyway, but it's 2.5 hours away from the airport in San Jose. So when I was looking at the resort before I booked it, which was like 7 months ago,
yeah,
it said, they offer a shuttle from the airport to the resort.
All right.
The problem is, and so I have all these, what are they called? When you want to do stuff and you pay for them, extra excursions.
Yeah, excursions.
So all these excursions that I want to do, like kayaking through caves, or like
ATM riding.
I've done that. Yeah. I've done that one. But anyway, my point is, so when I emailed them a couple, like last week, I said, hey, because at Belize, they needed to know when my flight come in and when to pick me up and blah, 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 whatever.
You should just stay in Belize.
No. So what she said was, we do offer a shuttle, but it's. So both ways, it's $500 to get from the airport to the resort and back.
Jeez.
And I'm like, what? And so that is going to chew into a lot of my excursion money. I wanted to have a good time, but I didn't want to blow a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
So I got annoyed. And so the reason why I said over the pond is because I'm now thinking about changing it to go over to the UK somewhere. So
okay.
That's why I...
Yeah, we got there, but damn.
Yeah, that was a roller coaster, is what that was.
I'm with you. That sounds like bullshit. Scary. You should have looked into one of those Indiana Jones planes.
Right? Well, I feel like I'm like it doesn't. I went back to the website and it doesn't say, and I didn't ask, and I should have. So technically, like, I can't blame anybody.
But, I mean, how else would you get from the airport to the resort?
The thing is the cost.
That's extortion is what that is.
I understand there's a cost. And then they're like, well, you pay 30% up front and the rest you bring in cash and give to the driver. And I'm like,
why?
Yeah, have you thought about maybe going to Haiti? They have a new ruler named Barbecue.
It's true.
And he's really into people.
It's true.
No, I'm good.
He loves people with a side of potatoes and carrots.
Yep.
A little bit of ketchup.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I guess because
ketchup humans, with my people.
Tastes like chicken.
Humans the most like pork, right?
I don't know. How the hell am I supposed to know what humans taste like?
Well, you can't shake his hand because he has the jitters from eating people meat.
Oh, God.
That is a side effect, I think. All right, that's going to do it for episode. Cannibalism is where we end these episodes.
Love it.
It's going to do it for episode number 56. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to What the Pod Was That. Again, please consider subscribing to the show and sharing it with your family and friends. As well, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, as that's the best way to keep up with the show. And if you think our financial model of giving away free content is silly and you're feeling especially giving, please consider becoming a member by supporting our support by visiting our webpage, by visiting the clicking on the support page. It's a roller coaster.
The little engine that could.
That's
there.
Right. There are several several tiers available that give you early access to the show, sometimes a week before the episode is actually available. If those aren't within your means, you can also drop us a tip. Visit whatthepodwasthat.com. Carrie Simmons, thank you very much. Zach
You're
King,
welcome.
Thank you as well.
Thank you, Barrett.
You all stay safe and...
Keep your hands to yourself, please.
What the Pod Was That is produced and engineered by me, Barrick Ruber. Thanks to Vandretti for our intro music, Suave. Thanks to Zayfall for our outro music, Evervescence. Thanks to Carrie Simmons. You can follow her on Twitter at @Carrie_Simmons. Thanks to Zach King. You can follow him on Instagram at KingZach07 or on Twitter at CarolinaKing21. I am Barrick Ruber. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Barrick Ruber or visit my Linktree /Barrick Ruber. Want to support the show? Visit our page, whatthepodwasthat.com, and become a member. There are several tiers available, including memberships that give you early access to episodes as well as exclusive content. Visit whatthepodwasthat.com. To find links to our social media, podcast platforms, and past episodes, visit whatthepodwasthat.com. If you'd like to be heard on the show, you can call and leave us a message. Dial 803-672-0533. Or you can email us, suggestions at whatthepodwasthat.com. If the time between these episodes is more than you can handle, check out our partner podcast. Zach and I host the All About Nothing podcast. Visit theallaboutnothing.com for links and details. Ami takes a deep dive down the rabbit hole in episodes of Welcome to Wonderland. Available on all of the podcast platforms, visit WTWLpod.com for details. And you can listen to the political and social conversation between Dr. Jamela Brooks and Bill Kimmler on Black, White, and Blue in the South. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Please subscribe and share this show. If you're on YouTube, please like and hit the notification bell. Thank you for listening. The preceding podcast is a product of Big Media and copyright 2024, all rights reserved. This episode of What the Pod Was That is brought to you by GOT Sound Studio. GOT Sound Studio offers a variety of experiences: music, voice, and instrumental recording and production, video, and still photography. GOT Sound Studio has all of your media needs met. Owned and operated by Dominique Stewart, the Neek the Geek, experienced artists as well as up-and-coming will find everything they need to create. Bring your media needs to one of the most talented producers and engineers in the business, Neek the Geek. You can find details by visiting gotsoundstudio.com or calling 803-243-2302. You can also find links in the Friends of the Pod section of our website. Visit whatthepodwasthat.com.